episode 11 of the Les Couples Talk podcast. Today's episode is entitled The Naked Truth. And just a little disclaimer, if I sound a little stuffy, it's because I'm super congested. My allergies are out of control. It's a combination of many things, rain, sun, pollen, pet dander everywhere. So I just want to put that out there and hope that y'all can still hear me and understand everything that I'm saying today as clearly as possible. All right. I also want to say a special thank you to all of y'all who are actively listening and weighing in on the topics released each and every Thursday right here on the Les Couples Talk podcast. I appreciate all of your feedback, whether that's just an emoji, a one-liner, a freaking paragraph. I read them all and I respond to each and every one of you. Even when you send me voice notes and clips for the Les Couples Talk podcast on whatever topic, I love listening to them.
Hey, lovey. So this is Lita Rose, and I just finished listening to episode 10, and it was amazing. Every time I listen to your podcast, I'm like, oh, this is my favorite episode. Oh, this is my favorite episode. So this one was truly amazing. I'm loving this whole series that you're doing, interviewing queer, lesbian. You know, it's really cool because you have a platform that help other lesbian, queer people, anybody in the LGBTQ community to know other people they probably didn't heard of or whatever like that, and to like check out their work. So keep creating this platform, keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing and I love it. I'm here for it, and I cannot wait to hear the other interviews and your other episodes coming up. All right, bye.
Because that's the kind of interaction I'm talking about, and that's the kind of interaction I enjoy. It just gives me that extra confirmation from the universe that God has me right where I'm supposed to be. So, getting into the naked truth today, it's going to reveal what the topic is really about, where I'm going with it, how and where it happened, how unshielded and armorless I was in facing such a situation, and you'll also understand the lessons that I learned in the process and what I took away from such an experience. I kid you not, Les Couples Talk fam. The naked truth was not something that I ever thought I'd see myself doing. It wasn't in my daily affirmations, nor my monthly goals. It wasn't even on my bucket list to do before my time on earth is up. This naked truth of mine was something that I have seen and heard of before, on TV, in the movies, and from other people's experiences, but it always left me feeling shook and scared. But I can never understand the why, though. And so the naked truth of this episode 11 is that a few weeks ago, are you all ready for this? Here goes. Vulnerability at its finest. A few weeks ago, I went to the world-famous Haulover Naturist Beach in Miami, and I got nude all the way to, guys. Yes, I was in my freaking birthday suit, as they say, totally nude in Miami, on this beach with hundreds of other people who were there to do the same thing as I was, to get free. right? And this happened around the time the Lionsgate portal was happening, and I had spoken to a friend a little before my Naked Truth experience about water energy and meditation by the ocean. And so this opportunity coming up at that same time was just epic and everything to me. And because my wife was also part of the Naked Truth experience, I had to invite her onto the podcast today to share her experience and get her takeaway, because even though we had a similar nude experience together, I'm sure and I'm aware and I know that the experiences would have been separate, different, and unique to us. Mrs., I want to thank you for being here.
I wouldn't miss this episode for anything.
Right. I know. For giving me your time and, you know, whatever thoughts that you're going to share on this episode. I already appreciate it because I know it's going to be grand.
Of course, babe.
So, when we were in Miami, like, a few weeks ago, I just said Miami and he started laughing. Anyway, when we were in Miami a few weeks ago and you, like, straight up said to me on that day that we were going to Holover Nude Beach, for me, it was like a big gulp kind of vibe.
Right.
But I was ready for, like, whatever was coming.
You were open.
Yes, open.
Mm-hmm.
Naked truth, right?
Yup.
So, and for you being the free, forward-thinking, open and bold nitrous that you are.
That'll be I. I guess.
I am grateful for you. Okay.
Sure.
Right. And because now you know what I'm talking about in today's topic, the Naked Truth, what we're going to be recapping, and there are just a few questions that I'd like us to get into unapologetically.
Okay.
Are you down?
Of course. Bring it.
Good. So, let's go.
But I'm going to sip on this yak.
You sit, babe. You do your thing.
Okay.
So, let us know, was this going to a nude beach experience your first time, or is this something that you have done before?
Oh, I've done it before.
Okay.
So, I did go to Jamaica.
Yes.
In 2004, mm-hmm. when they had that Hedonism 3. Some of y'all might know this place.
Mm.
But, ooh, child. that was a nude requirement to be on that beach. Mm. And I don't think I understood what we were doing there. And I was with my best friend.
Right.
And once I realized we had to get real naked, I said, well, let's put these 219 out there and see what happens. So, yeah, I did it then, and then I did it with you a couple weeks ago, which was way more dope than my first time.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So, well, this was my first time. Right? I was like a virgin to this thing. And I've always hidden and screamed if ever someone would like walk in on me if I was naked. Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But.
And you're so extra.
Yeah. I know, right? But in this Naked Truth experience, though, as I said earlier, I just felt ready. And I did say to myself and to you that I can't be here on a nude beach and not go nude.
I mean,
not semi-nude, not fully clothed.
Skin out.
Skin out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew I had the option to select the other things that I just mentioned.
Top or bottom.
Right.
Or bottom.
But for me, it felt like it was mandatory to be nude, mm-hmm. fully.
Yeah.
It was just something I had to do,
it's
for
like,
me.
When,
you know?
If you're in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Yes, but on a more personal note.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was something I had to do mm-hmm. within. Mm-hmm. And I had to project that without, which mm-hmm. meant being totally new, but we'll get into that later.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So the second thing I have for us to ponder on. When you hear words like naturalism and nudist, naturist, exhibitionist, my bad.
Yes. One of my favorite words.
Yeah, words like that that are used to describe people who are just comfortable going nude in public, where it's legal, of course. And so seeing that you've had a nude beach experience now twice in your lifetime. Whoop, whoop.
I feel like I'm slow here, but yeah, twice.
I'm only at one, so you're fine.
I know,
fine. Would you consider yourself to fall into any one of those categories that I previously mentioned?
Exhibitionist.
Wow. Explain further if you can.
Because although I'm very, very much a private person, I am a very much an outgoing person. I'm like the life of the party, that kind of chick. You know, I'm kind of like, you want to hang around with me because we're going to have a good time, right?
Yeah.
So, in that regard, I'm very much an exhibitionist because I like to be out, but I don't like to be out. But if I'm going to be all the way out, I'm going to be all the way out.
Right.
So, that would
go
be my...
Go hard or go home.
Which is the naturist part of that experience, though. And now that I'm married to you, I'm feeling like I'm very much more secure with all of this that's happening right here.
Yes.
And
which I love.
Which I've always been secure, but I'm just even more so. Yeah. Now I feel confident in a new way in this union. So when we hit them sands,
yes,
I was like,
exhibitionist it is.
We doing this today.
right. Okay.
Yeah.
I hear that. So, for me, I'm still really nasal, y'all. Oh, as I explained
she
earlier.
She has allergies. I told you, welcome to Florida.
It's crazy. Anyway, whatever. I feel like twofold about all these labels, firstly. And I won't categorize myself as any of those things, really. Because this was my first time, because society, you know, tries to put a negative connotation on all those words such as nudist and naturist and
saying those are freaks.
Exhibitionist. Yes, it makes you feel weird and yes,
free.
Uncomfortable in any space. I'd just kind of go with what Gina Monet said, that she's a free ass motherfucker, and I just think that's what I am too, so that's my category.
Okay, so you're none of those.
Right, but my own thing.
But your own shit.
Which I can relate to through Gina Monet. Yeah.
Cool.
Good.
Whatever you want to call it, I like being free with no clothes next to nature.
Yes, ma'am. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So freeing. But next, can you tell me what it felt like, or how did you feel in that moment when you took it all off? let me take you back to that moment when you took it all off, babe, and walked into the ocean holding hands with me.
Okay.
Can you tell me about that experience?
Yes. So, as we sat there contemplating when we were going to disrobe, I realized, yo, ain't nothing to it but to do it. Plus, I'm ready to have the sun kiss some places that have not been kissed in a long time.
By the sun, that is.
The sun, that is.
Right.
Because we get kissed.
Right.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Being out there and realizing that the people we were with, the other people who were enjoying the beach, and it was a perfectly beautiful, bright, sunny day. It was warm. It was hot. And waters were blue. And everybody was cool. It was calm. It was... It felt very unjudgmental, and it felt like a great, clean experience. So, as I sat there and I decided to disrobe and take it all off, I'm like, I know babe ain't too far behind me. So, plus we sweating like dogs out here. We need to get in this water. Right. So,
what are you going to do?
Right. It was that.
It's a matter of time now.
Right. So, let's get it. And we got it.
Right.
But walking into the ocean with you, it was really, really a moment I think I'll remember forever.
Yeah. Me too.
It was lit. It was lit in so many ways I can't say on this podcast. Yo. So anyway. Yeah, it was that.
Well, we going all in today, you know, babe. So I mean,
I ain't telling these people all that.
Oh, okay. It's that personal.
Yeah. So
got it. Okay, so for me, as you know, I started disrobing by taking my bikini, well, the panty off first.
Yeah, I went for the bra first.
Right. And in you doing that, it inspired me to take what I considered my most sacred space. I had to really think about that before I spoke on it. What I consider my very sacred space, babe. So if I could get that out there first, I'm like, fuck it.
Right.
The bra will be nothing.
Right.
Right? So I did the panty first and the rest followed.
Yeah.
And then you were like, yeah, well, shit, if you taking your, if you going fully nude, then I'll do the same. And then you took your panty off, and then that was like, oh.
It was the best. That moment was great.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you took the helm, babe. And
Of course.
I'm so glad you did that. And you unlocked this new level of, you know, freedom and maturity and
shit.
Yes. There are a lot of levels, but yeah, cheers, babe. Shit. Moving on.
Yup.
But even in feeling the ocean breeze, babe, and as you said, the sun kissing our skin, hitting my body. My tattoos were out.
Listen, your piercings.
My piercings. Right? It was like, yes.
Yeah.
Right? And my wife and I are here.
On a public beach.
Right. Where it's legal to be nude if you wanna.
Yep.
And they're just gonna get all this good melanated goodness, babe, in duplicate, right?
Because shit,
so are you.
I know, right? So to see all of this on a Miami beach in the middle of the week.
Such a freeing
experience. I know a lot of folk weren't ready, but
this was full frontal. We talking about
it was
big.
Full
damn.
Back of two.
Sidle.
Topple bottom. Whatever.
Right?
It was all 360
degrees
of angles. But yeah, the moment we were in the water and it was warm and it was.
It was
that's
just
the
everything.
Naturist part of it though for me. And that returning back to what's primitive, we're made of water. So to be in the ocean, uninhibited.
Right, back to nature, back to self. Yeah.
And if somebody get to get a little looky-loo on something they ain't never seen, well, kudos to you, sir and ma'am.
Right, because what are the chances of us seeing someone we knew there?
I wouldn't give a shit.
Right? So I was like, nobody knows me here. Fuck it.
But I will say that once you're at certain levels of this,
right,
or you will might realize that is just a
some
social
familiar faces
atmosphere,
yeah.
And you'll see
like anything else.
People. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So let's move on to the next question, and this one has two parts because they're correlated.
Uh-oh. Let me pay attention.
Shit, did you hear that? Anyway, so what I want to know is real talk. Mm. I did not see this while we're on the beach, so I'm putting you on the spot and asking you this now.
What?
Were you turned on or aroused at all during our Naked Truth experience in Miami? Honest. Keep it real, babe.
Wet as a whistle. I ain't talking about sweat, and I ain't talking about those. That shit was extremely erotic. It met a lot of my fantasy requirements. My spank bank filleth over.
Ooh.
Because we did see some nice things. You know? It was some nice looky looing.
True.
The sights were trippy. Oh.
So for me, I was turned on as well. Well, you don't look surprised at all.
No.
But wait, let me get into this. Don't take it the wrong way. Like, for me, it was because of your boldness, babe. Mm. Right? That sparked it firstly when you took it up off first. Like, that was really bold for me to see you do that. And so that was my first moment of, ooh, this feels good.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do it, right?
Yeah.
And so, me being turned on was totally for and about you the entire time. And this is no BS. We saw some really good things, as you said. We saw some not so good things.
Yes.
Right? Our eyes wish we could unsee those.
But
no judgment, you know.
No judgment.
Everybody just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's your life to live. Live the best one. Mm-hmm. Right? But us being in the water body to body.
Yes. That was extremely.
Oh. When you kissed me, when you lifted me up out the water, having me on show to the public, like.
Well.
Whew, I was like, she don't know, she could totally get it.
Just giving you back to nature, babe.
Exactly.
Appreciate
and thank
all
you
your
for
goodness.
That. And thank you for
all
that.
All that you are.
And thank you for that. Because I was also mentioning earlier that I did have a conversation with a friend earlier that day that we went to the nudist beach about water meditation and water energy and that kind of vibe. So, you know, talking about offering me back up, you know, it's like, wow. Right? Alignment. I always talk
always.
About that.
It's what it is.
Right. And but in my mind it was like I was just being teased, like, you know, that whole sapio sexual shit we love.
Yeah.
Right. So it was just a tease for me and like a turn on, and I was like, oh,
which I also enjoyed witnessing.
Yeah, so like I wanted you, but not enough to fuck you there on the beach. Yeah. Like I wasn't
it's great for
thirsty like that, yeah. But yeah. You know, like, but yeah. I was turned on, I was somewhat aroused, I would say, honestly.
Yeah, I was more focused on getting you there,
mm.
But I was also focused on watching the other motherfuckers that's watching you. Straight up,
we will get into that. You were touching
all right,
on all my points. Did you pre-read my shit?
No,
oh my god,
no, I don't do that.
Anywho. Moving on.
Mm.
This is part B of that question, number 4.
Good tips.
And it says, I was, you know, doing some research and stuff, and this one speaks to, like, this common claim that nudism is sexual. Mm. So So I wanted to know, do you think that's true or false? And it depends on if you say true or false, then I don't know if you're going to debunk that claim or if you're supporting it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So where are you on nudism
being sexual? Absolutely. But I'm a tiny disclaimer. I'm a Libra. I see both sides of everything. So I'm going to say I'm going to split this fence again.
Yep. Yeah. That's what she do every time.
It's sexual if you allow it to be. But it's also something you can appreciate for what it is, which is somebody's freedom to do what they want.
Facts.
And not be obscene about it, not be a jerk, not be an asshole or anything like that. But you can also have somebody who can say, okay, those are nice tits. That's a nice dick.
Just appreciate whatever, it and move on.
Whatever, right. Appreciate it and move on. Mm-hmm. Or that's a beautiful lady. Or that's a gorgeous man.
Right.
It doesn't have to be, you know, pervertish. Because we saw people behaving themselves as they needed to, which was like a respectable...
It was appropriate, quote unquote. Yeah.
So, I'm going to see it that way.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay, so for me, I think it's a myth. Right? And I'm saying that only because of my experience at Hall Over Beach, which was only my first time, so I'm not a nudist connoisseur or anything. Yet. You know what I mean? So, because everybody was respectful, as you said, babe, but still being free in the moment, right? I mean, we saw all types of bodies, as you said.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All types. Different members. Right? Different genders.
Ages. Okay.
And exactly. And it didn't get... I didn't see anybody get sexually involved. As you said, everyone behaved accordingly. I did not see.
It depends on the environment
and the event that's being hosted. I am aware. I'm aware, but I'm speaking to, that's why I said Hall Over Beach and my first experience. I could only speak to that. Right? And I didn't see anybody getting sexually involved or anything while we were there.
I'm sure it
happens. And so I'm sure it does. And so I just think it's like I'm debunking it because I think it's like society just limiting, you know, its outlook on nakedness and sex and why those two need to be correlated, you know. Mm-hmm. So they should just quit it.
They should.
That's where I stand.
Right. Let your freak flag fly.
Yes. That's how you say it. Yes. Yeah. You know that, right? Yes. I say yes, and you say yes. So southern, y'all. Yeah. Oh, my God.
To the bone, Trini.
Exactly. Anyway, so the next thing is visibly, and I want to be clear about this, visibly, which means with our own eyes, we didn't see, right, babe? When I say visibly, I want to be clear. It appeared that we were the only... queer or lesbian identifying women of black color. I'm getting there, of course,
that.
At that time, right? So just in case there's anybody out there listening who know who we are and happen to catch these words coming through the Les Couples Talk podcast, I'm just saying we didn't see y'all, okay?
That day.
On that day while we were there.
Right.
But, How did you perceive that? How did you feel about that?
It's Miami Beach. I'm a Floridian.
Mm-hmm.
This is Miami Beach. Miami Beach has had its share of everything. Mm. So, very little shock value in Miami Beach. So, to me, to not see it doesn't mean it wasn't there.
Right.
People mind their damn business.
I wasn't surprised. I was not surprised at all, babe. Mm-hmm. That we didn't see any within our vicinity, but I did wish that there were more of us, you know, at that time. No, I know, but I'm just saying how I felt, it being such a vulnerable moment, it even allowed it it became more an empowering moment.
Mm-hmm.
More so than vulnerable.
Especially when we walked out of the beach and came back.
Yes, because I was able to hold your hand, to walk in the water, out
butt
the water.
Naked.
Right? Feeling hella proud.
Hell yeah.
To be a black lesbian queer woman in this space with my wife.
Bonhead dread. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Pierced up, tattooed up.
What?
Right.
Thick as shit.
Right.
Bam. On a Wednesday.
They weren't ready, babe.
Nope. They're ready now.
Not tooting our own horn, but moving right along. Remember, we were there minding our own business, and folks started talking and interacting with us.
Oh, yeah.
Or should I say you?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I told you I'm friendly now.
Right. Floridian. Tell me how did you interpret their intentions? And I want you to start with, because remember, two sets of people came. First, the white man came to us. The old white man, let me be more specific.
He was a perv.
And cis appearing. And then the black hetero appearing too, couple. What vibe did you get from them?
Perv on the white guy.
Mm.
The lady in the hetero couple who asked me, was the water warm in August at Miami Beach, Florida?
Small talk, babe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just trying to make conversation. Get your ass in it. What's up? But yeah, so
she
that
like what
sexual
she saw
vibe
going in there, yeah.
You talked about earlier was emerging at that moment, actually.
Right. And you
then
mean
I could see it, and that's why we kind of left.
Okay. And so are you saying that's how people create like threesome relationships,
yes,
and stuff like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But
okay.
Also at the same time, there was another set of families that showed up, not realizing what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
then there's a whole nother dynamic thing.
Right. I know. We have to talk about that.
Right. We gotta.
I agree with you. The white guy was kind of creepy for me. Because remember, I keep telling you that he was staring.
Nowhere.
Because that's what's telling you. He was staring at us since we got there. We didn't even
disrobe yet. To the beach, babe. They had to see that. You know?
And so that's why he tried to make conversation with you. While we were in the water,
ain't nobody
right?
getting a you unless they come through me.
So yeah.
What to do.
Right.
But I swerved his ass.
Failed. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the couple, the black couple, I felt like she was genuine.
She was.
Yeah, like they were cool.
I agree, she was.
And her talking to you, but just probably not knowing what to say, so she asked about the water, though.
Man, yeah.
It just felt like you empowered her, though,
mm-hmm.
because remember, she still was in her bathing suit. You're welcome.
Appreciate
just
that.
As you did for me, I saw you did the same thing for her, because after she talked to you about the water, then that's when she... And you told her it's fine, she should go in, yada yada.
Yeah.
And you came back to me. That's when you went in the second time with your
right.
brave self.
Yeah.
Right?
By myself.
Right. Right. I stayed back the second time, y'all.
Look, beach naked, y'all. Go do it.
Right.
Mm.
When you came back, that's when she took her bathing suit off.
Oh, she did.
She had it on, remember, the entire time, but her boyfriend was already naked, or husband, or whatever.
He was ready.
He was naked from the set, and then he had his cap on, so he was just in a cap and totally nude.
Right.
So
but he also had his phone up at in our direction, so you got that shit going on too.
Right.
Perv action.
Right. And people not supposed to record anything there.
But they do, because it's on the porn that I watch. So...
Babe!
What? Everybody watches porn.
Okay. Moving right along.
Yep.
Is there anything, and I think we are going to agree on this, and we have the same response because you have brought it up several times. So I should just say, tell me about the experience with the mom on the beach, because I heard you talk about it twice, and the question was, is there anything that within your experience on Hollover Beach that really stood out to you?
Yes.
And I know that this stood out to both of us.
Yes.
So speak on it, babe.
So let me paint this picture real quick.
Yeah.
So we're sitting on the beach. At this point, we are bucket naked. Mm-hmm. We tanning up. Mm-hmm. We getting that golden glow all over our bodies and stuff. So we're there. We're sweating profusely, skin glistening, right?
Uh-huh.
Here comes an Asian family. I don't know which ethnic group they are, right. But they were a large family. It was about 8 or 9.
A family of colors.
All ages. Yes. All the way up to the grandmama. You know, that one. Mm-hmm. All the way down to the smallest kid.
Mm-hmm.
But they approached the beach, and you could tell the mother was horrified and becoming more and more horrified the more she turned and looked around and saw nothing but naked bodies all over the beach.
By the mother, she means the grandmother.
But she swerved all of that shit, and she immediately turned around and left. But the grandmother of a young lady who had two boys, she, the lady of the two boys, she said, "Nah, we finna set up right there, right in front of us."
Yeah.
And she did not let her boys back away from the fact that we were on a new beach.
Mm-hmm.
She did not let them judge this moment. She did not let them make up their mind without
because grandma was ready to go.
She had her head covering her ears and
blocking her,
eyes.
Face and stuff.
She was ready to go.
Yeah.
But she took her kids in the ocean with all of us, and that she was schooling them on what this moment was and what it meant.
They asked questions.
You ask kids questions.
Yes.
So it was a very, very intimate moment to witness for another family in this age and time where everything is transparent, supposedly, but nobody's explaining things to kids who have to absorb all of this
information. It's all there, but let's not talk about it too much.
So it was really dope to watch her educate her kids and use that as a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Because they will grow up now and probably have a better respect for people.
Precisely.
That might shape a lot of their perspectives.
And these minds need shaping
so
from a very young age.
That was super dope.
So I agree. Because I have the same thing as what stood out to me. More so because she's young, a millennial, like myself, right? Yes, and I saw her teaching her kids, which is the same thing I would do, right? And it was like her being really progressive, babe. Right, and that lesson needed to be taught to those kids at that time, and I'm happy that she did it.
She took it.
Right? I mean, when the kids asked questions, she was just responsive.
She took that opportunity,
and she explained to them that we are adults and we can do this if we want to. Right? And it's fine.
Yeah.
And no need to like feel shame about it and run away or hide.
Right?
So I don't know her and if you'll ever see her again, but kudos to you. Congratulations. That was amazing.
Wish
to
we knew
witness.
Who you were.
Yeah.
Have drinks.
because she was fine too.
Like I said.
Oh, I just remembered.
Thick.
Whoa.
Anywho.
Moving on. Okay, so tell me then, what was your takeaway from this experience? Like, what did you learn? And more so about us being totally new together for the first time.
Easy.
In public. Like, what was your takeaway in that moment?
My takeaway is the wife wants more. Let's get it.
You are so looking forward to the second new trip.
Oh,
can't
my
wait.
God.
Are you planning something?
Okay, moving on.
My takeaway. So for my takeaway, you know me, very sentimental and shit. Not saying that you aren't, babe. But anyway.
I got my moments.
Yeah. This is me being vulnerable from the start of this podcast to the freaking end, right? So what I'm taking away is that I love you. And I'm happy that I've been able to show you that in my most vulnerable and transparent, as you said, state, the way that you helped me and allowed me to like unlock all these levels that I've been talking to you about where vulnerability is concerned. And for you being so brave and a boss lady, as you like to say, right, who I vibe off of you a lot and really connect with your energy, and I learn a lot from you. And so sharing this naked truth experience with you was top of the line, babe.
Well, based on the fact that you're from a small country where these ideas and these norms that I enjoy so freely, you're able to really experience these things now in a new way, in a way that you probably thought you always could and should, but just didn't have the availability to do so. Now you do. And I'm showing you all I can show you. So I'm enjoying watching you come into this. And to me, that was the best part of this experience. And
I'm a nudist newbie.
That's it. Nudist newbie.
Okay, so last
two. Get yourself that label.
Hey.
Nudist newbie.
Let's see. So, if you had to rate all over beach, because, you know, it's world-renowned. If you had to rate it, like, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you give it and why?
7, because the parking was only $6.
I know!
There was a tunnel that took you underneath the highway to it, so people didn't even have to know you were going there.
Right.
So discreet and open at the same time. I give it, like, a 7 on a scale of 1 to 5. And then it was clean.
Listen, I don't even have it to support that, because that's everything I was going to say, and some.
It was a perfect experience. Miami Beach is on the sun. Yeah. Or my all over, whoever your county is, thank you. It was wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, so final question. Do you see yourself having another, as we're calling it today, naked truth experience? That can be with or without me. Right? I just wanted to throw that out there. Do you see yourself having another?
Yes.
Well, from all the hints you've been giving earlier, I should have just answered that for you.
Right.
So that's it?
I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Damn. For me, yes, I'd definitely do it again. But of course, baby, you have to be there. No one else I'd rather be nude with anywhere. Ew. Right? Because you're, like, clearly my muse and shit.
Unless you up in the suite or something, you bringing your ass back. I don't know. What the hell kind of question that is?
So, actually, I will say that I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Whenever that next time will come. And I know it's going to, like, make it easier for me.
Right. That's the
next time to just strip down,
go boldly
to my raw, open, naked truth, and just, you know, for real, just stand boldly and without regret and unapologetically.
This is you. God intended it to be exactly.
Born this way, so I mean,
you can enjoy it.
What the heck?
In your best literal self.
Correct, and that we did. Yeah. So thank you for that experience.
You're welcome.
And thank you for being my guest this evening.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome. I enjoyed this podcast.
Yay. So I hope you all enjoyed today's Naked Truth episode 11. And whether you think it's dope as fuck, or weird, or just plain crazy, when people go all natural in public, just know that this is an experience that you have got to have yourself. That's the only way you can really be able to understand it and speak on it. So let me leave you with this quote by a renowned woman painter and graphic artist, Isabel Bishop, who said, "The nude, if you tackle it, is a very fascinating subject, especially for a woman." End quote. So let that seep into your mind as you work towards revealing your naked truth, whatever that is. And as you know, the Les Couples Talk podcast is streaming everywhere, like on Anchor, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And of course, the link is always in the bio of the Instagram page to access the Les Couples Talk podcast. And as I say to you at the end of each episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. The right people will eventually see. Peace and love. Bye.